Good evening with WXPR News. I'm Ken Kroll. If you've moved to a new address, there's a possibility you might not be able to vote unless you re-register. David Barnhill is a member of the League of Women Voters of the North Woods and the Voter Outreach Task Force and a co-chair of the Group Hour Wisconsin. In November, the State Elections Commission mailed more than 300,000 postcards to people they determined had moved and put a deadline of this Friday to return the card. Barnhill says a card informed the people who moved that they'd been removed from the voter registration polls. The card said if they hadn't moved, they would be returned to the list.
They would have to re-register. They still can register at the day of their voting, but a number of people find it difficult to register. It can be a cumbersome process if they're not getting some assistance. And it's particularly a problem if they don't know that the government has removed them from the rolls.
The Elections Commission says voters must re-register at their new address. Voters can now register online up to 20 days before an election at the My Vote Wisconsin website. Barnhill is critical of the commission's actions, saying the right to vote is a fundamental right and the role of government is to ensure that right.
And they certainly should avoid removing people from voter registration lists that deserve to be on there. 300,000 of these postcards were sent out this month. And in the summer, about 350,000 postcards were sent out to other voters because they had been removed from the voter registration list because they hadn't voted in 4 years. So I'm very concerned that our state is removing people from the voter registration rolls and suppressing the vote.
Barnhill says the League of Women Voters of the North Woods can help if voters want more information about voter registration. Links to websites are available at WXPR.org. Oneida County has recently joined a number of other Northwoods law enforcement teams offering a device that will help authorities find people with cognitive disorders who wander. The Sheriff's Department has become a member of Project Lifesaver, Sheriff Grady Hartman.
We had some situations in the last couple years where we've had to spend a lot of resources looking for people who have wandered. We're real concerned when that happens about bringing them back safely. You know, people with Alzheimer's or maybe autistic children or something like that that tend to wander away. So we were looking at some products to try to help combat that.
The device is a bracelet the caregiver can purchase and place on the loved one. Hartman says if the person wanders, they have equipment that can track that bracelet. More information is available at the Sheriff's Department or at Oneida County Emergency Management. A Woodruff family saw their home heavily damaged after a fire Tuesday evening. Woodruff Fire Chief Mike Timmons reports everyone got out safe from the Rudisill home at 405 First Avenue, Highway 47 in Woodruff. The department was called about 4:30 p.m. He says when emergency personnel arrived, it was highly involved.
We called for mutual aid from Minocqua and Arborvitae immediately to have the extra help. We had a very good, quick knockdown. The fire was itself contained to the very front of the structure, but there was heavy throughout the rest of the building, smoking damage. Everybody got out safe, pets included. There was a juvenile home at the time. He had just gotten off the school bus, and his quick thinking, he called in and smelled the smoke, and we were on the scene till 8:30, quarter to 9 last night.
The cause of the fire wasn't immediately determined. And the Medical College of Wisconsin will work with the state's Pharmacy Society on a 2.5-year vaccination project. Although the work starts in Milwaukee, Green Bay, and Wausau, the eventual goal is to make sure vaccinations are available all over the state, especially in rural areas. The first step is having drugstores offer immunization to Wisconsin residents. That will cost the college $489,000. The head of the Pharmacy Society of Wisconsin says the overriding goal is to reduce the prevalence of diseases which could be stopped by vaccinations. The work starts next month. The weather forecast for tonight, look for mostly cloudy skies, low around 5, winds diminishing. Thursday, chance of flurries in the afternoon, otherwise cloudy, high near 20. Thursday night, slight chance of snow showers, cloudy, low around 9. Friday, slight chance of snow in the morning, mostly cloudy with a high near 16. That's the news this time around. Stay tuned next for Northwoods Cafe here on WXPR. I'm Ken Kroll.